From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Jefferson County saw about 450 drug overdose deaths in 2022 and is on track for even more this year. Those numbers have been largely driven by the synthetic opioid fentanyl. For families dealing with addiction, the drug can mean estrangement from loved ones. WBHM's Miranda Fulmore begins our series this week on opioids by hearing from families on how they're finding hope.
On a recent Saturday, hundreds of people gathered in downtown Birmingham for the End Addiction Walk. There was music, dancing, and tables on tables of brochures ranging from addiction treatment centers to how to administer the opioid reversal drug, Narcan.
So the walk is important to us because it brings so much awareness. It is our way to keep TJ's name alive and active because we didn't want him to die in vain.
That's Tammy McCarver. Her son, TJ, was driving when he crashed into the back of an 18-wheeler and died in 2018. He was under the influence of multiple drugs, including opioids. This year, the McCarvers fundraised more than $4,000 for the nonprofit Addiction Prevention Coalition. Ending the stigma of addiction and taking care of others is a priority for the McCarvers. But Tammy's husband, Todd, says there became a point when TJ was in active addiction that he had to cut him off.
But it's hard because you don't know if they're safe. You don't know if they're dead. I told him one night, I said, I can't fight for you anymore. I said, but the day you decide you want to fight, I'll fight with you till I die.
Jefferson County Coroner Bill Yates says sometimes it's a call from his office that lets some families know where their loved ones are.
A lot of times, not all the time, they have completely broke down all structure that used to be in their life.
That's because addiction, especially to opioids, changes the chemical makeup of a person's brain. Karen Cropsey studies substance use at UAB's Hirsink School of Medicine.
And when people regularly start using drugs, they need generally to increase the amount of using to try and get that same feeling that they first experienced. And, you know, that leads to more and more higher and higher doses.
Cropsey says when people try to stop using drugs, it typically causes flu-like symptoms that can dissuade people from getting clean. That's what happened to Dave Urich's son, who's been using drugs for 16 years.
He's been in places before, recovery places, and walked out three times within a week.
Urich says he and his wife, Laura, try to keep in touch with their son, but sometimes they go weeks without knowing where he is.
2 years ago, we didn't know where he was, and we learned he got mauled by pit bulls. But yeah, and we know enough to look on the jail website to see if he's in jail, which sometimes he is, and we know the hospitals near where he is, so...
But Laura Urich says they are somewhat optimistic. During their son's recent time in jail, he expressed interest in seeking recovery.
He has made the decision of where to go. And he made that choice, which is, in the life of an addict, that's a big step. He's taken ownership, so we're very thankful for that.
The Urich family says they've had to practice sticking to boundaries, like not buying him any more cell phones, which he kept losing or selling, not allowing drugs in their house, or being around him when he had an active warrant. It's a skill they learned from Carrie and Art Wimberly, who have two sons with a history of drug use. They lead a family support group in Jefferson County. Art Wimberly says by the time people come to them, they've lost something.
You've lost the hope of a graduation from high school or college, marriage, grandchildren, health, birthdays, whatever. So there's been, man, I'm starting to get emotional.
As executive director of the Addiction Prevention Coalition, Carrie Wimberly says there is still hope. She says people who struggle with addiction are likely to recover. They just have to live long enough. Miranda Fulmore, WBHM.
Tomorrow, as our opioid series continues, we hear from individuals who have struggled with addiction themselves and how they made it to recovery.